9 News, Thomas Thomason in Washington. It is the last stop on his week-long Asia tour.
It's a great honor to be here. Incredible people, incredible country.
President Trump is in South Korea.
World leaders are gathering in South Korea's ancient capital this week, and U.S. President Donald Trump is one of the first to arrive. On his way from Japan, he said he is optimistic about his meeting with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Before then, he will speak to prominent industry leaders, including the CEO of NVIDIA and Samsung, and later sit down with South Korea's president, Lee Jae-myung.
The BBC's Jay Kwan says Mr. Trump has announced a trade deal with South Korea. House Republicans out with a troubling report on former President Biden's cognitive health and its impact on his performance in office.
The long-promised report issues a scathing critique of Joe Biden's inner circle, accusing a cover-up of the former president's mental condition and misuse of the auto pen. Even though the report includes no specific instances of illegal activity, Republicans said their findings cast doubt on all of Joe Biden's actions in office, and they're urging the Justice Department to conduct a full investigation. Biden has denied that he was unaware of his administration's actions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After making landfall earlier today, Hurricane Melissa is now pounding western Cuba, roaring ashore in the east as a Category 3 storm after pounding Jamaica as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record. The storm is blamed for at least 7 deaths in the Caribbean. World Series tied at 2 games apiece after the Blue Jays beat the Dodgers 6-2 last night in Game 4. The government shutdown continues today. It's day 29. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 160 points. This is SRN News. How much religious freedom do you have?
That depends on which state you live in. A new report from Napa Legal Institute ranks the states according to how well they protect the religious liberty of their residents. Sitting at number one on the list is Alabama, with a score of 86% success in defending religious freedom. Kansas comes in second at 79%, followed by Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. At the bottom of the list, Michigan, 22%. Then come Vermont and Delaware. Michael Harrington reporting.
In a move that has dismayed millions of Britons, King Charles has dedicated the country's first national monument to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender troops. The United Kingdom ended its ban on homosexuality in the armed forces 25 years ago. The king, who is the ceremonial head of the armed forces, laid flowers at the monument in the National Memorial Arboretum in central England. This is SRN News. Something that's bound to delight youngsters of all ages.
A newly discovered Dr. Seuss manuscript featuring the Cat in the Hat will be published next year. The book, titled Sing the 50 United States, celebrates the United States and is set for release just in time for America's 250th anniversary. This is the first full manuscript by Dr. Seuss, born Theodore Geisel, to be found since 2015. The manuscript was discovered earlier this year at the Geisel Library in California. New illustrations in the style of Dr. Seuss were created by artist Tom Brannan. Keith Peters, Washington.
A San Francisco federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the government shutdown. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston has granted a preliminary injunction. It bars the firings while a lawsuit challenging them plays out in the lower courts. More details at srnnews.com.